January, the MD of Bighorn decided to forego a vaccination mandate for its staff, and instead chose a vaccination status procedure. The decision meant staff, volunteers or contractors with the MD weren't mandated to be vaccinated, but had to provide proof of vaccination or a negative test. It was announced that there was the potential for a reconfiguration of the highway off-ramp in Harvey Heights in the coming years. The decision came after council received a staff report looking at potential plans. FEBURUARYMD of Bighorn Council approved the rezoning of an area in Deadman's Flats to pave the way for a 105-unit mixed-use building. The approval came after third reading and little opposition at the public hearings in December and January. The MD of Bighorn revised its development standards documents, which helped guide development within the MD. This was done to provide efficiency to the process for future development proposals. March, a new stormwater master plan for Deadman's Flats was put forward to help guide the MD of Bighorn for the next 5 to 10 years. The plan showed the MD may have to spend $1.4 million on stormwater improvements in the highway commercial district of the hamlet. Aprila Farge announced it was looking to improve the carbon footprint of its Exshaw plant through an agreement that allowed it to access wind power provided by TransAlta. It is anticipated 40-50% of the energy demands of the facility would be covered in that way. Residents of the MD were angry over proposed changes to Canmore paid parking. Many felt they were being treated like tourists by Canmore, despite working and shopping in Canmore and living just outside the community. May, the MD of Bighorn decided to head to tribunal over Ghost Lake land annexation. The land was mostly underwater and owned by TransAlta, and the Stoney Nakoda First Nation objected to the annexation. The MD of Bighorn Council decided to end its streaming of certain committees due to staff burnout. Only the Subdivision and Development Appeal Board, Municipal Planning Commission and Council meetings would be streamed moving forward. Paul Clark, who had spent 8 years on MD of Bighorn Council, announced his retirement so he could spend more time with his wife and family. Recreational shooting on Crown land was becoming a serious situation due to exploding targets starting fires in the backcountry, forcing the MD Fire Department to deal with it at a great cost and strain to resources. Rick Lister retired from the MD of Bighorn Fire Department after 42 years with the organization. He had been fire chief since 1994, and seen the department change immensely over his decades with the MD. June flood risk began to increase in the MD as heavy rain swelled rivers flowing through the district and the various communities. No major flood damage was reported, thankfully, but it raised the concerns of residents over flood mitigation in the MD. Alice James was sworn in as the new 1,500th councillor, replacing Paul Clark, who retired from MD Council the previous month. James had quite a bit of experience on various committees with the MD, and was acclaimed. The Deadman's Flats Community Association proposed a new rink in the community. The rink would replace the rink that was made each year when the temperature dipped below freezing. The new rink would be multi-purpose, available for sports in the summer and winter, with a Zamboni shed located next to it. July, residents of Harvey Heights were worried about the potential for water loss due to wells and a new development coming into the community. The development, a 55-unit visitor accommodation, had been approved by the Municipal Planning Commission. The impact on the local aquifer was the main concern of residents. After the flooding danger of the previous month had lessened, residents of Exshaw started to worry about the potential for Exshaw groundwater flooding to get worse in the coming years. A marathon appeal hearing that lasted 2 days was held in the MD over the 55-unit visitor accommodation development in Harvey Heights. The hearing, which lasted 15 total hours, heard from many residents opposed to the development. August, the MD of Bighorn began to take requests for proposals on a new recreation master plan. This would be the first update to the master plan in 20 years. A search for a consultant on the project also began. MD of Bighorn Council agreed to budget $50,000 for a staff salary review contract. This review, awarded to Strategic Steps Inc., was being conducted to ensure that staff salaries were keeping up with inflation. The MD of Bighorn was offered membership in the Central Alberta Economic Partnership, which they approved as the cost was only $420 per year to join the organization. The Lac des Arcs pedestrian bridge was cancelled by Bighorn Council due to the lack of need and opposition from residents. The money that would have been spent on the bridge, between $75,000 to $106,000, was put into reserves. The MD of Bighorn announced it was going to conduct a ward boundary review. The review had been discussed for 6 years, but it was finally added to the 2020 budget as part of the 5-year capital budget. SEPTEMBER, a lengthy municipal planning commission was held that approved a composting facility within the MD of Bighorn. Several conditions, including a wildlife fence and proper fire protection, were part of the approval. The MD of Bighorn continued to look at regional transit options. While it was not likely to be Rome, there were options that were addressed that would be put forward to the 2023 budget. The data collection on the Exshaw groundwater study was expected to finish by the end of October. The MD of Bighorn awarded the Community Services Facilities Plan contract. Awarded to HAR Group, the company then began to visit the wards in the MD to interview community associations, residents, children, youth, adults, families and more. OCTOBERAN email mistake resulted in the moving of the Exshaw Mountain Gateway public hearings. Originally scheduled for the beginning of October, they were moved several weeks into November. Sal Robert Ellis was removed from his position by the MD suddenly, and replaced with Shana Tutt as acting Sal. Ellis had been the Sal of the MD on a permanent basis since January 1, 2019. The MD volunteer crisis continued to worsen due to housing costs and availability. The volunteer crunch was especially hitting the fire department, which had its resources spread incredibly thin. The MD moved forward with a new corporate strategic plan after council gave its approval to it. The plan covered 2022 to 2026 and had several goals for what the MD wanted to accomplish in the coming years. November, the Cliff Resort conceptual scheme was approved by the MD of Bighorn, moving it one step closer to fruition. The development, located in Dead Man's Flats, would include a motel, restaurant, dwelling and accessory buildings. New changes to the victim services model in Alberta were criticized by the Bow Valley Victim Services. The new model, taking effect in 2024, would turn the 62 victim services programs into just a 4-zone model. The MD of Bighorn looked to the province to pay for Crown land incidents. Since 2017, 140 calls happened on Crown lands, costing the MD a great deal of money and time to deal with. The final public hearings held for the Exshaw Mountain Gateway was held after a delay in October. Overall, there was little opposition to the development and the project would then move towards second and third readings. Frank Bissinger was appointed as the interim SAO for the MD until a permanent SAO could be found. December, the MD was looking at the limits of hamlet growth for Exshaw and Dead Man's Flats. Both places were seeing their populations increase and the MD wanted to look at water and wastewater options for both as the population increased. A new cell tower was approved for Dead Man's Flats. A monopole structure was proposed to greatly increase the service in the area for cell phone users. The MD of Bighorn Council approved its 2023 to 2025 budget, which saw an increase in the amount of property tax to be levied and the expenses of the MD.